Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Bob Dinnerstetter joining us and helping us celebrate Thanksgiving Day and the Small Business Advocate Show. This is my 22nd live Thanksgiving Day program. We're celebrating also our 21st anniversary of the show. Couldn't do it without our good friend Bob Dinnerstetter. He's become one of the best members of our Brain Trust. He's been with us 18 years. He's the founder and the chairman of the Dinnerstetter Group, which is a great servant leadership organization. He helps people all over the globe. He's the author of so many books, I had to use a wheelbarrow to carry them into the studio. Bob Dinnerstetter, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be on the show, especially on Thanksgiving Day. Thank you.
Well, we wouldn't want to do it without you. So Bob, what are your earliest memories of Thanksgiving?
The earliest memories of Thanksgiving for me were sitting around the table with my mom and dad, my two sisters and brother, and mom carved the turkey. Dad didn't do it. But boy, it was good.
And it was with a knife too. No electric knives in those days, right?
No electric knives. We also went to church that day.
Yeah,
we went to church that day, and we gave thanks for all the people who had helped us, and we went outside and we helped people outside with Thanksgiving.
Right.
I'll never forget that.
Right. You know, this is a little silly, but one of my earliest memories, but one of my most dramatic memories that I have was probably around 50, golly, I'm dating myself now, probably about 58. You remember this. Remember when cranberries were tainted?
Yes, I do. That was good. That was really something.
Well, my mother, and, you know, we were blue collar. We didn't have a lot of stuff, but we had cranberries on Thanksgiving Day. But I remember she was so concerned about the cranberry. You know, I don't remember if they took them off the market. There was some kind of a problem with them. We didn't know about stuff like that as much as we do now. But they were tainted somehow. And I remember she decided to bake apples. And we'd never had baked apples before or since. But that was her way of making up for the cranberries. And I just that's just one of those things that stuck in my head, how my mother protected us from bad cranberries and gave us a good alternative. Isn't that a great story?
That's really a great statement. Of course, we're not going to have any romaine lettuce this this holiday, but we'll have everything else. So
there's the meme out there is the especially the women are saying, I've lived my whole life for this. Lettuce could kill me and chocolate's good for me.
Jim, it's a special Thanksgiving for us because our nephew, Mike Cardinale, who has had three brain cancer operations.
Oh, boy.
Went home today.
Oh,
and he'll
great.
Be having Thanksgiving at home.
Praise God.
With turkey and cranberries and all the rest.
Oh, I'm so happy about that. How old is he?
He's about 51 years old. Tremendous
wow.
guy. Chess champion. And
really?
But he's home now. And
what's his name again?
It's a big thing. Mike Cardinale.
Terrific Mike guy. Cardinale. And there'll be people listening right now who will include him in their prayer list, Bob. The you know, I don't know if you were as you were on hold till we started. We brought you in the previous segment. I found the proclamation that Abraham Lincoln made to make Thanksgiving an official holiday back in October of 63, and even in the middle of that turmoil, Bob, they found a way to be thankful for things going on and above and beyond the turmoil, and that's a lesson for us today, isn't it?
It is. We have so much in this country to be thankful for. Like you, I travel the world, and there's no place like America. Everybody wants to come here. No American wants to leave. And, you know, thank God for what's happening in the White House with Donald Trump. He's put a lot of money in people's pockets. Unemployment is low. The situation is pretty good right now in this country.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful to be here.
If we could just get around the derangement thing, and just look at the at what's happening. We all should. I hope that today, and I spent some time last week with people who have the derangement syndrome. I hope today that we can all kind of settle down and not focus on what's really today is all about. And I'll tell you, if you go back, folks, and you read Lincoln's proclamation, and you see how he puts in perspective what we have to be thankful for in America in the middle of that horrible war, it makes us feel small when we complain about what we have to deal with today.
Bob
Bill Schneider and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about Thanksgiving in America. DylanSchneiderGroup.com is the website. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Happy Thanksgiving.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.